Hey guys, welcome to Money, a podcast devoted to all things money, how to get it, how to grow it, and how to keep it. I'm your host, Stacy Johnson, and this podcast is brought to you by MoneyTalksNews.com, serving up the best in personal finance news and advice since 1991. My co-host is money expert Miranda Marquette from MirandaMarquette.com. Hello, Miranda.
Hey, Stacy, how's it going?
It is going just divine. How are you doing today?
Getting through it.
Awesome. Well, we're almost there. It's Friday afternoon. I don't know when you're listening to this, but for Miranda and I, it's Friday afternoon. Miranda, what is on our agenda for today?
Yeah, so we all like to think about how responsible we are with money. But if you think you never just throw money away, maybe it's time to think again. So today we're going to talk about some things that you might be paying too much for, and also things that you pay for, but that you could maybe be getting for nothing.
Cool. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you, Miranda, some of the ideas that I have, and I want you to tell me whether they're good, bad, or just okay.
Oh,
and
dear.
Feel free to voice your opinion, not as if you don't always do that anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
So, let's start. So let's start with what?
I was just going to say, here's my problem is that I can guarantee you right now there are some things I think are worth paying for, even if I could get them for free. So...
That's why we're doing this, Miranda. You can disagree with me. In other words, what I'm trying to say here is you can be wrong.
Okay.
That's okay.
All right. Fair enough. All right.
Because I'm always right.
Of course you are, Stacy. Of course.
I never lie and I'm always right.
Okay, of course.
Here we go. What do you think about genealogy? Now, yes, you can go to 23andMe and you can pay $75, whatever it costs, but you can also go to like the Ellis Island Foundation and you can find out some things about your family that way. So what do you think?
Yeah, so I actually really like this one where you can, there are lots of different resources that you can look at. The LDS Church, LDS.org, is actually, you know, they have a partnership with Ancestry.com to help Ancestry.com do their thing. Yeah, so you can go to places like that. Ancestry does offer a free account. But yeah, there are different places where you can go and do some record searches. Find a grave can help you pinpoint graves of your ancestors, census records. There's all sorts of free resources, and places like LDS.org or Ancestry.com's free account can allow you to put all of that information sort of together and see it in a more palatable way, a way that's a little bit easier to manage.
You sound like you've done this before, have you?
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, I grew up LDS, so I actually have quite an extensive family tree there that I can look at. So, you know, the trade-off, of course, is always going to be, well, at some point you're going to give up some information. But at the same time, if you're going to pay for 23andMe, you're giving up your DNA. So,
yeah. And I did that, by the way. I did 23andMe. And it was kind of interesting, but it didn't really teach me anything because my name's Johnson. It's not really hard to figure out where I came from. You know, it's like, you know, England, Scotland type of thing. And now I feel like somebody's got my genetic information out there. And I know they say it's supposed to be private, but I'm not real wild about the whole idea.
Yeah, I did mine too from 23andMe, and to, you know, none of my surprise, like we're probably related, let's be honest, Stacey. we're probably back
related
there with the rest of the Northern Europeans.
Yeah.
Like whatever.
Oh, we got to move. I got a whole bunch of stuff here. We got to move on. Okay.
Okay, let's do it.
What about paying for a credit card?
Yeah, so this is really good for some folks, like a lot of people like that 0% annual fee. And if you're just looking for a credit card and just trying to get a little extra bonus stuff, like a little extra cash back or some miles, then it makes sense to go ahead and just get a $0 annual fee. I have more than one credit card, but one of my credit cards is a premium credit card. And the reason I pay for that premium credit card is because, well, in the days before the pandemic, I traveled a lot. And and presumably when I can travel again, I will continue to travel a lot. And so having perks like access to the airport lounge so that I can do work, get the good Wi-Fi, have some access to, you know, food like that I don't have to pay extra for. There's perks like that. Some of these premium credit cards also come with memberships to Wi-Fi networks or special business tools. So it really depends on what you're going to use and what it's going to be worth. All of the perks that I get from having this premium credit card, if I were to pay for them separately, then it would add up to more than what I'm paying in my annual fee. And then add on the fact that these premium cards also come with enhanced bonuses and, you know, enhanced rewards earning, and then I get extra rewards for it on top of that, it's worth it for me. So it really depends on your usage.
Okay, so now for genealogy, you said yes, worth it for to get it for free. For credit cards, you're saying more like maybe.
Maybe, yeah. It depends on you know, figure out your priorities and how you use your credit cards.
Now I know, okay, our next one I know you've got to like. You know, there are so many restaurants, dozens of different restaurants who give you a free meal on your birthday. You got to take that, right?
No. No. So here's the thing is like, if I'm going out on my birthday, I'm not going out for a mediocre burger or so that I can get like a small square of chocolate cake from somebody who's going to sing to me embarrassingly. Like, that's not how I do.
Okay. Now, what about this then? I've just actually the only one of these I've done in recent years, at least, I've gotten breakfast, a Grand Slam breakfast at Denny's. So you're doing it in the morning, in other words. This is before your birthday dinner.
Oh gosh, yeah, no, I'm not getting up that early on my birthday.
Well, so this was just not flying for you. This is not for me.
I'm gonna sleep in, and then I'm gonna go have a fancy dinner and pay full price.
No free meals for this gal. Okay, how about this one? What about there's a few things on TV. Like, okay, what about streaming video? There are ways you can stream movies and TV shows for free. Are you down with that?
You know, once again, I think it depends on how much you're going to watch and what kinds of things you're going to watch, right? So it really depends. So I personally you know, there are plenty of people who go on the library and they can use like Canopy or Hoopla, and that helps them stream movies or shows without having to worry about that. But I mean, if you're going to be watching live TV or if you want something premium like HBO, then it's not going to work. You're going to have to pay for it. So you really have to just figure out where you're at. I personally, I have Amazon Prime, so I have Prime Video, and I am paying for the HBO add-on. I don't watch a ton of TV, but when I do, like, that's the kind of stuff I'm going to watch. So yeah,
I guess, you know, a lot of these things really, Miranda, it's like if you're really having trouble making ends meet, then you're going to do stuff like that. If you're not, then you're going to get, you know, spend a little money and get HBO, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
Makes sense. And, you know, by the way, just so you know, I apparently somehow went to Comcast and said, please charge as much money as you possibly can every month for my internet and television, because I'm paying literally $330 a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Well, this is because my wife makes her own money. Okay. So I'm not criticizing, but she wants to watch everything right now. Game of Thrones. Oh my God. If we had to wait a month to see Game of Thrones, she would have shot me. So we have everything you could possibly have, and the fastest internet, which I need because I, you know, work at home and I do video that has to be uploaded and stuff. So I need that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But I don't know why the Comcast doesn't send a limousine for me anytime I want to go out.
You know, they really should. I mean, really, that's what should be happening.
What about over-the-air TV? Same kind of thing. I mean, you could get TV for free just by getting an antenna.
Yeah, same deal. Like, if that's the stuff you're going to watch, then definitely get that. I don't watch any of that. a lot of the stuff you could get over the air, you can stream elsewhere or find for free or part of another package. You know, and honestly, like, I mean, my local news station streams their nightly newscast live to the internet. So I'm already paying for internet anyway. So rather than fiddle around with an antenna, I can just go online and watch the newscast online without any trouble. So I still get that local, if I want that local news connection, my local news station actually just streams from their website.
Cool. Okay. I know this one you're going to like credit reports. You can get free credit reports. You know that.
Oh, yes, definitely. This is something I definitely do. So there are plenty of these consumer credit places that can ask that offer you your credit report, Credit Karma, Credit Sesame. These places all offer you information that's taken from your credit report. You can see what's in there. You can see what's been reported. You can even see your payment history in a lot of cases. So you can get an idea of what's in there. Then you're also entitled, by going to annualcreditreport.com, you're entitled to a free credit report from each of the major credit reporting agencies every year. So, you know, one way is to stagger it. A lot of them have the same information, although some info might be different depending on who's reporting where. But yeah, you can, there are definitely ways to get your credit report for free, to see the information in your credit report for free. And of course, every time you're turned down for anytime you're turned down for a credit card or a loan, you're entitled to a free copy of your credit report.
Right. Also, when you're unemployed, I think, if I'm not mistaken, what about credit score? Same thing, right? Well, you know, they're not as easy to find, at least not a Fair Isaac FICO credit score is not that easy to find for free, but you can nowadays pretty find it pretty easily.
Yeah, many credit card issuers now have deals where if you know you've got your credit card and they'll let you look at your credit score once a month. Many of the free sites have an estimate of what your credit score is based on Fair Isaac information. But if you want your exact Fair Isaac credit score, you are going to have to go to FICO, myfico.com. You are going to have to like pay for that. But for the most part, like you don't need your exact credit score. If
that's true.
What you're getting from most of these places is close enough for you to either track your progress or see that there's a problem and try and fix it.
Well, and you know, by the way, I get a free FICO credit score. There's at least three places I know that you can get it. I get it, one from my bank, one from American Express, because I have an American Express credit card. And you can also go to Discover card. And I don't have a Discover card, but they'll give anybody a free credit score.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I think those are FICOs. I think they're FICO scores.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so it's going to be your FICO score based on whatever credit report they're using.
Oh, I see what you're saying now. Yes, I'm with you.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So that's the thing, right? Like they use the FICO algorithm to like, and then they apply it to their own specific credit report. So yeah,
it was not long ago that cost $20.
Yeah.
And FICO's will still be happy to collect that $20 from you, I'm sure, but it's much easier to find the free ones now.
For real.
Okay. What about, do you cloud storage? I don't have free cloud storage. Do you?
No, because I've upgraded. I think, I used to use Dropbox for free, but now I've upgraded to their business plan so that I can do a lot more, so that I can share with other people. But, you know, there's another way you can do sort of some free cloud storage. If you mostly use Google, if you use like Google Drive, you get a certain amount of free storage up to a certain point.
Yeah. MS or Microsoft too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you like using Microsoft on the cloud, you get up to a certain amount of free storage. So that might be worth looking into as well. Depending on your situation though, is like if you're doing a business or if you're trying to share with like your family or something like that, you might need to pay for some extra storage, but yeah, you can definitely start out for free.
Cool. Yeah. And I'm exactly in the same boat as you are. I started free with Google and with Dropbox and now I'm paying. But you know, I'm storing a whole bunch of stuff. Like I said, I do video. I have terabytes of information in the cloud. Anyway, moving on. Ebooks.
Yeah, yeah.
So you pay for those or do you get them free?
Both. So like for new stuff, for things for my favorite authors, for things that are new and coming out, I will often just pay for it. I know that through libraries you can borrow them through the library, and I actually do this through my own library. If there's something that I don't think I'm going to read again, but I want to check it out, like I can do that from my library. So you can download your library's whatever app your library uses, and then you can get that ebook. So that's nice. And then things that are in the public domain, like a lot of the classics, like I just found the classics public, like not the special editions or anything like that, but I went and got all of the Jane Austen books in their free classic format, digitally downloaded. So some of those older books, you can definitely get for free.
You know, I have to call you on this one though. And by the way, before I criticize, I'll say that I do the exact same thing. That is buying ebooks. I mean, I do both. I get free because Amazon has free ebooks too.
Yeah.
I mean, not necessarily the classics. I mean, you know, because some authors want to get their word out, get the word out there. And so I did not turn my phone off today. Now it's ringing. So you can actually download free ebooks from Amazon, obviously not for best-selling authors, but there are stuff there. But here was what I was going to call you on. If you can get free books from the library, ebooks, why would you ever buy one? Why do I ever buy one?
Because for me, it's like a convenience thing. Right. So if there's a book that I really like that I'm going to read again, especially with some of like my favorite fiction authors, I want to be able to just open it, right? I want to be able to just go right to my reading app, click on it and open it. And when you're doing it from the library, you're going to have, you know, it's like anything else. There's going to be a renewal period. So you won't have access to the book indefinitely. So if you want to read it again, you have to go back through and check it out digitally, and then you'll lose access to it again. So if it's something I want continuous access to, and I want to be able to download it to my device, take it with me on the airplane, whatever, and have access to it permanently and conveniently, then yeah, I'll pay for it and download it.
In that case, I will allow it.
Thanks. I was totally looking for your permission, man.
Okay, next. National parks going on free day. The next free day for national parks, as I speak at least, will be August 25th. Next one after that, September 28th, and then November 11th, Veterans Day. Have you used that advantage to go to national parks for free on these special days, free admission days?
I do not, because I actually live within 2.5 hours of two national parks, Grand Teton National Park and Yellowstone National Park. And then I'm also within driving distance of like Zion National Park, Bryce Canyon. So I have a lot of, I regularly go to national parks. I regularly, like my son and I regularly road trip and visit national parks. So I just buy an annual parks pass every year, because that way I can go whenever I feel like it. And I go a lot during the summer. Like I'll drive over, and the national parks pass works for national monuments, national forests. You get a discount on your camping, and I go camping a lot. So for me, buying an annual parks pass makes a lot of sense, because then I don't have to try and figure out which day I'm going to go on the free day. I just pay an annual fee, and I can, like I said, get a discount on my camping sites and national forests. I can make sure that I'm, and I do the same thing. I pay for my state offers annual state parks passes. So I basically just pay a fee, and then I can just go camping and visit as many parks as I want whenever I feel like it.
You know what I wonder, and I have not taken advantage of this. I live in South Florida. Very far from you, and very far from, I can't say there's no state parks. There's Everglades, of course, and there's also the Florida Keys have state parks. But generally speaking, I'm not around a lot of state parks. But what I wonder is, if you go on one of these free admission days, if they're not packed.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But I would guess that they would be.
But again, you know, if you're in a position where you want to, you know, having trouble making ends meet, but still want to see the great outdoors, you should know that there are times when you can go to any of our beautiful national parks for not a single dime. Okay, now, I can't wait to hear what you say on this one.
Oh, dear.
There are certain dollar store things that you could get for free by getting a manufacturer's coupon that gives you a dollar off, walking to the dollar store and using that coupon to get something for virtually nothing. Are you a dollar store shopper?
Oh, Stacy, I'm a bougie bitch. I am not a dollar store shopper.
I knew, you know what? I knew you were going to say that. I do go to the dollar store.
I sometimes go to the dollar store for like party supplies. So like when I was hosting my niece's birthday party, I went and got a bunch of like party decorations and matching paper plates and matching cups, like and that kind of fun like stuff. So I will go to the dollar store for those kinds of things. But yeah, I maybe go once a year.
Not being seen in the dollar store is this woman. Okay.
I usually don't go to regular stores either. Like I literally have my life set up so that I can stay inside the house for 2 weeks and never leave and have food and everything I need. So.
Did you know there was a pandemic, Miranda, that other people are now staying home as well?
I know, it's crazy town.
It's weird. Okay, now this is, I know you won't have this, and I bet you, but you might send away for it. Okay, this was in one of our articles, a toilet paper roll extender.
Nope.
Here's the deal.
Nope.
Here's the deal. Back in the day when they put toilet paper holders, build them into the wall, they did. If you try to put a modern giant roll of toilet paper in there, it won't fit. So Charmin will actually mail you a free extender for your ancient toilet paper holder, so it'll hold their giant rolls of toilet paper. Now, this is absolutely free. If you just do a search for Charmin toilet paper extender, they will mail you this.
Okay,
now is that not a good deal?
Now I'm actually kind of on board.
Uh-huh. So do you have the old-fashioned kind that's built into the wall?
Yeah, I do. So yeah, this is something I might actually consider. I mean, mine is actually big enough that I think because my landlord must have upgraded recently, because mine is actually big enough that I could put a double roll in. So I wouldn't need it. But this is something I could get behind if I move. When you were talking about toilet roll extenders, like the first thing that came through my mind was, oh my gosh, it's something that separates the plies, isn't it? No.
that actually does sound like that, doesn't it?
It does.
I'm gratified to know, Miranda, that you will, every now and then, you will get off that high horse so that you can get something for free. Okay?
That's right. Gosh darn.
Okay. Now, what about this? I know you're going to be down with this. Music.
Yeah. Well, so So I do use Prime Music. But I mean, I'm paying for Amazon Prime.
That's true. Well, okay. But doesn't Pandora have some free stuff too?
Yeah, Pandora does. I do have a Pandora account, but mostly I use Spotify, and I am paying for a premium family plan on Spotify so that my son has access to it as well.
And those, you know, Google Play, Spotify, Pandora, they have, if it's free, then there's ads in it. Is that how it works?
Yeah. It usually has ads in it.
Okay. And so you pay for Pandora or Spotify rather?
I play for Spotify. Yeah. I mean, I do have a Pandora account and occasionally I'll use it, but most of the time I actually use Spotify.
Okay. Because you don't want to listen to ads at 120 decibels, which is the, you know, because you listen to heavy metal. And you don't want to hear that.
Sometimes I do. It embarrasses my son.
How about now, trading fees? Now, we talked about investing periodically on this podcast, and you do buy stocks, but you use an app. You don't pay commissions to buy or sell stocks, right?
Yeah, no. So, well, I use robo-advisors a lot, but pretty much everybody is offering free trading now. Like... Schwab is offering it now, TD Ameritrade, Fidelity, E-Trade, Robinhood, like all of these places are offering commission-free trading now. So there's really no reason to pay. If you're actually trading and buying and selling, there's really no reason to pay those fees.
You'd actually probably have to look for a place to pay a commission if you wanted to.
Yeah.
They're almost all free now.
Yep.
Now, what about checking accounts? Do you pay for your checking account?
I do not. I have a free checking account, and then I do have a business checking account, but my fee is waived because I maintain the minimum.
Now, is this your business account?
Both. So my business account has a minimum where they waive the fee if I maintain a minimum. So I maintain the minimum in the business account to have the fee waived. My regular checking account has no fee to begin with.
I pay a lot in fees. As a matter of fact, if anyone from Wells Fargo is listening to this podcast, I'm about to leave your stupid bank. I have a commercial account with Wells Fargo. First of all, they haven't gotten me my PPP loan, which I'm not super worried about. But I pay $120 a month for my checking account from Wells Fargo.
Oh my gosh.
Most of it's fees for direct deposit for, you know, when I pay our awesome writers like you. I use direct deposit. They charge like $2 for everyone.
Yeah, they charge
you
for the transaction.
So a lot of it's that. But still, I have a lot of money in there. Not only am I not earning interest, they're charging me all this money.
You know what I'm going to do for you, Stacey? I actually wrote an article about business checking accounts for somebody else, not you, but for somebody else. And when it gets published, I'll send you a link and maybe you can find something to switch to. One of them actually doesn't charge extra for transactions.
Wait, are you saying you write for somebody else?
I do sometimes. I'm cheating on you.
I can't believe it. I'm so hurt right now. I don't even know if I can go to the next one, but I guess I will. It's online courses. Do you ever do that? Do you take online courses for free?
Sometimes. Like, I think it's fun to, I think it's fun to go through some of the classes, you know, like you can do, like Harvard has some classes, Berkeley Online has some classes, LinkedIn Learning also has some, and you can do it through your local library. So I think that can be interesting and fun. I mean, right now I'm getting my actual MBA, so I'm paying for all my classes because I...
you're not taking free classes because you're getting... looks like stuff you do for fun. If you're getting an actual MBA, you're paying a lot of money and you don't have extra time for free classes probably.
Right, yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, I like I like learning. And so being able to do that. Also, the Open University is another good one that has some free stuff that you can check into.
Yeah. What about free toothbrushes? I thought this was weird when I saw it, but until I remembered, I actually do get my toothbrushes for free because I go to the dentist and they give me toothbrushes.
Yep. So I keep those to use like for guests or to like throw in my emergency travel bag and stuff like that. I have an electric toothbrush. So
how did I know?
I really am a bougie bitch.
I also use an electric toothbrush, but I knew as soon as I said toothbrush, I knew that you would have an electric toothbrush.
I know. You know me too well.
But they're good.
I'm so out of time. But there was a time when, yes, I got the free toothbrushes and I had to use the free toothbrushes because I was, money was tight and I was super frugal. And, you know, as you learn about money and as you move forward, then you can be a little less frugal if you want.
Yeah. And here's going to be our last item on this list, but it's one of the most important things to me, and it's water. I cannot believe people pay for water. But I'd bet my right arm that you do.
I do not.
Thank you.
I do and not.
Well, thank you for not taking my bet also.
I am fortunate enough. I live in an area where we have an amazing underground aquifer and it flows through basalt. And we actually have some of the best tasting water in the country. So yeah. I'm happy. I'm happy with what comes out of my tap.
I think one of the oddest things that I've ever seen as a consumer reporter is somehow corporate America convinced us that we needed to buy water when it comes out of our taps. I know that it's possible you could live in an area where the water doesn't taste good and all that crap, but people are like, you know, it's just not healthy. And I'm like, seriously, who told you it wasn't healthy? It's just ridiculous. You're buying water in a bottle that somebody else used a tap in another state to fill up. I mean, this is just ridiculous. It's literally selling air. I mean, it's just crazy that people buy water to me. And yet they do it all the time. And we have to keep it for guests. I can't tell you how many times I've had people in my house having a party, somewhat drunk. They'll come up and go, you got any water? I'm like, I'll take, you know, take your glass, put it under the, oh no, not from the tap. You don't have bottled water? I'm like, you're smoking a cigarette, filling your body with poisonous alcohol, and you're concerned about my water?
Right. Hey,
people are just crazy.
And I do have a filtered like one of those dispenser things that I put in my fridge so that I have cold water. So like I'll fill that up and then it'll filter through and then I can dispense it if I want cold water. And that works well too. But yeah, I don't actually pay for my water.
Well, thank you.
I have a good water bottle and I fill that up when I leave the house, and I have several free water bottles. If you want to talk about stuff for free, like I've never, like it has been years since I have paid for notebooks, pens, t-shirts, cell phone chargers, and water bottles.
Okay, now wait, get back up here because we're running out of time, but I want you to tell me what the hell you're talking about.
I go to conferences, right? If you go to trade conferences, okay. You get all this swag.
Not quite free because it costs money to go to the conference, but you're right, though. Endless
pens. It's a
business
expense.
Oh, that's true. I have 6,000 pens. I used to collect swag because I'm a lot older than you. I've been to lots and lots of conferences, like, you know, little stress balls. I mean, I can't, you know, all this crap.
Oh, yeah.
I don't pick it up as much as I used to. But man, I used to walk around with a bag and just fill it up with that junk.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I do. I'll pick up t-shirts because they're great for pajamas.
T-shirts are good.
Yeah. Use them for pajamas or working out in. And
it's my uniform. Okay. Yeah. I'm wearing one right this second.
Yeah. Well, so am I because I'm still in my pajamas. It's Friday.
You're wonderful. Well, folks, that's all we have for today. Want to dive deeper? We have links to more info in our show notes. And remember, if your goal is to make more, spend less, or retire rich, your online home is moneytalksnews.com. And do not forget to check out Miranda's online home as well, MirandaMarquit.com. That's Miranda, MirQuit.com. If you have a question, a comment, a topic you'd like to suggest to us, we would love to hear from you. Just email us at hello@moneytalksnews.com. That's hello@moneytalksnews.com. And one last thing, please subscribe to this podcast. It takes you 2 seconds. It makes Miranda and me smile, and it makes our mothers proud. I'm Stacy Johnson.
And I'm Miranda Marquit.
Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. We'll see you all next week.